Good brothers and sisters, in the midst of our Lenten pilgrimage, we have this parable from Jesus, which he tells to the Pharisees. And indeed, it's one of the most upsetting or disturbing of Christ's parables, this story of the rich man who dines sumptuously every day and who has a poor man lying at his front gate, whom he never notices, who is starving to death, and who longs to fill his belly with the scraps from the rich man's table. And of course, on the other side, after death, the rich man is consigned to the torments of hell, whereas Lazarus, the poor man, is in the bosom of Abraham in paradise. It's a strong judgment upon economic injustice, and a reminder that God's heart is for the poor, that God's heart is for the poor. And it should make all of us squirm, all of us who live in the most affluent society in the world, to remember that we have so much. When I read this morning, I thought about a classmate of mine from seminary when I was studying abroad who was from Uganda. His name was Dominic. And I got to know him and came to like him a lot. And he told me at a certain point that the priests in Uganda live on their mass stipends, that their whole income is the stipends that they receive from the faithful for the saying of daily mass. That's the income of a priest in Uganda. Then I thought of my own situation. Of course, I live out at the University of Mary. They have a house for me, and it's a beautiful house. And I think, well, I can live in such a beautiful house because I'm never here. I'm never in this house. I come home late at night, and I leave early in the morning, and we use it for public functions and for fundraising. But then I thought about it more, and I said, well, that's even worse, right? Because here's a beautiful house that nobody lives in. 14 people could live here in comfort, and I don't even barely live here. And so this morning, before I came down to the cathedral, I opened my front door to make sure that there was not a poor man there. And there was nobody at the front door. It was an empty front porch. There was a flower pot with some old Christmas decorations in it. But of course, the point is that Lazarus never saw the poor man at his front gate. He never saw him, and that was the problem. Saint Ambrose, one of the fathers of the church, who was the Archbishop of Milan, one time famously preached, if you have two shirts, one of those shirts belongs to you, the other one belongs to the person who has no shirt. If you have two pairs of shoes, one pair belongs to you and the other belongs to the man who has no shoes. And the gold you have hidden in the ground belongs to the poor. When Mother Teresa's missionaries of charity came to this country, the press came to her. They're always asking stupid questions. At least that's my experience when I talk to the press. But they asked Mother Teresa, why are you coming here? Have you taken care of all the poor people in Calcutta? Are they all fed and so you have extra time to come here to this country? It was, of course, a cynical question, a facetious question. Mother Teresa's answer, though, has echoed in all the years since she said it. She said, oh no, the poverty here is much worse. Much, much worse. In India, people are hungry for bread. In this country, everybody's desperately hungry for love. The poverty of the rich country, she said, is much worse than the poverty my sisters and I see in the poor countries. It's a reminder to us, especially during this Jubilee year of mercy, that our consciences are meant to be troubled by the affluence in which we live. Our consciences are meant to be troubled. We have been given so much. And every human being, whether they be rich or poor, every one of us has received everything as a gift, everything. The problem with being rich isn't simply a matter of having a lot of things, comfort and possessions. It's that it's easier when you're rich to think that all of that simply belongs irrevocably and without any need for generosity, just to you. It's easy to believe that all of it is simply yours, but everything is a gift, everything. And when we hoard those things which we have been given only for our selfish use, then they corrupt us. They corrupt us then. So to be reminded of our own poverty, wealthy as we are, is important. This is the beauty of the Eucharist which we celebrate this morning. Here we come, and to the outside eye, what we do here is ridiculous. We kneel before, we bow before what looks to all the world like a piece of bread. Someone from another planet visiting would say, these are crazy people. Why would they worship that which looks so poor when they have so much? And the answer, of course, is that we don't have anything without him, and that we are indeed very poor. We are Lazarus at the gate when we contemplate the mystery of the Eucharist, that Christ's riches, which he pours upon us so abundantly, not earthly possessions, but spiritual riches in the gift of himself, is a greater treasure than anything else, and places all the other treasures which we have in their proper context, and gives us the grace then to live the works of mercy, to be generous with that which, to be extravagantly generous with that which we have been given, and to live in his grace, knowing that we're poor and so very much in need of the gift of the treasure we're offered this morning at this Mass. Amen.